Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Xavier Rudd is touring with a big old band, the United Nations. They're touring in Australia and they're touring in Europe this year, and they're coming to the United States. They're here right now. They're going to be at the Coach House on Sunday, May 31st. And Xavier is on the phone with me right now. Hello, Xavier.
Hello, Jason.
Yeah, it's very nice to talk to you. I'm excited for you. This new record and the new tour and everything, it just looks like things are really blowing up.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. It's having a good time with it, for sure.
So let's start with the beginning. You're famous for playing, like, being a multi-instrumentalist, playing the lap steel and the didgeridoos and the percussion instruments and all that good stuff. Did you start just playing one instrument, or did you just think, right, I'm going to do it all at once?
Yeah, no, that was never planned, you know. Like, I guess just, you know, I'd select instruments that suited the mood of what I was doing or what the song was about. Then I guess I kind of just, you know, wanted to blend those things together. And so I just started to, you know, when I first started using yudakis or didgeridoos with guitar, I used to gaffer tape them to a chair and do that and sort of muck around playing them at the same time as each other. And then I just sort of built that stuff around me. Like, it wasn't planned, to the point where even, you know, I'd sort of look at it sometimes and go, wow, you know, how did that all come about?
But it's fascinating to me that you keep adding things. I mean, even the didgeridoo is so physical, because the didgeridoo is a circular breathing thing. And then you've got arms and legs flying all over the place and singing. It's when you were playing in smaller clubs, did you have this setup?
Yeah, when I was playing solo, yeah.
Follow the sun, and which way the wind blows, when this day is done. Set your intentions, dream with care. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. A brand new moon and brand new sun. Of the birds, the direction of love. Breathe, breathe in the air. Cherish this moment, cherish this breath. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. Brand new moon, brand new sun. When you feel life coming down on you like a heavy weight, when you feel this crazy society adding to the strain, take a stroll to the nearest water's edge. Remember your place. Many moons have risen and fallen long before you came. So which way is the wind blowing, and what does your heart say? which way the wind blows when this day is done.
Xavier Rudd there on KX93.5 with the track called Follow the Sun. Xavier Rudd's got a new record out. It's called Nana, and he's on the phone with me right now. Let's talk about the United Nations. Where did the idea come about to put together such a big and talented band?
Well, it's something I wanted to do for a long time, and I was patient with that concept, you know, because I wanted it to be very powerful when I did finally put it together. So I haven't, you know, I've just sort of waited till the timing was right, you know, in every way, spiritually, musically, etc. But it's now, you know, it presented this year, and it's amazing. It's been really, really fun. And it's a great group of people. Everyone's from a different culture. So there's a lot of different musical influences and spiritual influences in the project. And, it's created a really interesting, unique brand of reggae.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And you've got produced by Errol Brown, of course, from the Wailers.
Mixed by Errol Brown, yeah.
Mixed, yeah, by Errol Brown. It must have been an incredible experience. Did you sit with him while he was mixing?
No, I didn't. I was going to go to Jamaica, and in the end, I'd been traveling that much, so I was home. And we spoke on the phone regularly, and he was hilarious. He was really great.
Was he?
Really great. He was a really interesting guy to talk to. He'd lost his mother at the time. So the whole idea of the, you know, the lyrics, you know, of the record and the respect for the sacred feminine and for you know, our grandmothers and the whole sort of journey behind the album really spoke to him. So he ended up very, very into it, and he was, I guess, you know, he went over and above and ended up saying that it was one of his favourite projects that he ever worked on, which was a big honour for me, you know, with what he's done, you know, in his time. So, yeah, it was cool.
That element of Nana, was there a specific mother that you were thinking of, or was it a spiritual earth mother kind of idea and everything sprang from there?
It's sort of our respect for our nanas, you know, for all of our nanas and all of our cultures, you know, we all feel pretty special about being brought together. It feels like, you know, our ancestors sort of all had a cup of tea and put us together. It's kind of, you know, how it feels like the band formed. And so there's a lot of respect there for our history, you know, and our stories as individuals coming together. Then also my spirit of my great-grandmother, who was Aboriginal and disappeared without a trace back in the 50s. I've always felt like she's been with me, and is a big part of my musical journey. You know, it's hard for me to know exactly who or what that is, but I've had an inkling that it might be that, my great-grandmother. So it's also, this record was a time to dedicate, you know, an album to that spirit that's been with me in all of my music. And then also great-grandmother creation, you know, just the spirit of reproduction on our planet, you know, of any species is pretty sacred. And so, yeah, it sort of extends to all those things.
Does everybody write together?
I wrote the songs and brought them all to the table. But what I did was, I didn't want it to sound like a session project. You know, we had a rehearsal last year, like for a couple of weeks, and then I went away and we toured in the States and things as a three-piece together. And then we came back together and rehearsed the full band again for kind of a month before we went in the studio. So we did quite a bit of playing and gave everyone a chance to really get familiar and really open up on the songs. So, yeah, different parts came, you know, through that.
Well, we're going to see you soon on the 31st of May at the Coach House. Got a couple of tickets to give away for that. Xavier Rudd, thank you very, very much for talking to me. Congratulations on the new record. Good luck with the tour, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, deadly, bro. Thanks, man. Nice talking to you.
I'm coming with his own designs, his own style.
his own awakening. He told me, yes, he can forgive, but he can never forget it. A weapon's always close to hand, for he has seen too much hatred. Only weapon that he chooses is love, universal call now for justice. And I keep on waving this flag. Cover my head, cover my back now. And I keep on waving this flag. Cover my head, cover my back now. And I keep on waving this flag. Cover your head, cover your back now. My people keep on waving this flag. Cover my head, cover my back now.
Cover my head, cover my